This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Amarillo by morning.
Alexander Nekrasov is our guest for five more minutes. I appreciate him joining us. We've had a good discussion today. This is just horrifying that Theresa May tried to keep the text of this secret until the 11th hour, and we get it, and it just is such a flabbergasting power grab. And then you look at Juncker, if you're a radio listener, I showed the video, wearing on the podium a brown shoe and a black shoe, can hardly talk. Shots of him slapping men in the face, grabbing women by the rear end, stumbling around. And the guy is just a super evil dude, and he just gets to do whatever he wants. And it's like, really? The heir to the Nazis stumbling around, and he's unelected, and he rules everything? And then he said when Trump got elected at Davos with the Chi-Com leader, he goes, "We will crush America," in a statement. He said, "We will crush." I mean, it's like, And then I'm the enemy, and this is the good guy? I'm the traitor? Because I don't want nuclear war with Russia? And if Russia was involved in our business like China, I'd be against Russia. It's just not going on. So, Alexander, finishing up here with other tidbits, where do you see this whole Brexit scam going?
Well, Alex, the problem is, of course, that the EU is basically a sinking ship. Not much said about this, but the EU has a very, very, I would call it semi-legal, quantitative easing program when it pumps up to 80 billion a month of newly created electronic money into its markets to keep them afloat. If this program would have stopped, this program is by the European Central Bank, but basically it's a German bank. Germany runs the European Central Bank. So every month,
and Germany came up with the EU plan under, who was the guy's name, Adolf Hitler? Oh, sorry.
Well, all sorts of Nazi dictators came up with the EU plan. Vladimir Lenin wanted the United States of Europe. Napoleon wanted the same thing. Hitler wanted the United States of Europe, sorry, the United Europe, Federal Europe. But the point is this, the European Union is a sinking ship. Britain does not benefit from being part of the European Union simply because Britain is damaged economically by the European Union. I can tell you that the negative trade deficit between Britain and Europe is £40 billion each year. And you know what it means, £40 billion of a negative trade deficit. It means that millions of jobs are destroyed in Britain by the European Union. That's what it means. And yet, people who want to stop Brexit or destroy Brexit are saying that they want to protect British jobs. They say that Brexit threatens British jobs. They say Brexit threatens workers' rights, which is rubbish. Britain is damaged by the European Union. And guess why people are now realizing slowly that Theresa May never wanted a proper Brexit? Because Theresa May has managed to spoil relations with the Trump administration, which is unique in itself, and she managed to spoil relations with Russia, which is a key partner of Britain if it really wanted to leave the EU. Russia would have provided a huge market for British goods. But Theresa May and her government, they created this semi-war with Russia. They blame Russia for practically everything that's going wrong in Britain.
And here's the final point. Russia is not bringing in massive hordes of radical Islamists to replace the population. The EU is. Russia is now allowing white South Africans and others to flee there. And this is not all race-based. It's religious-based, too. The left is using racial attacks. That's what's forcing more of the West to get into the ethno-state mindset, because the left and the cultural Marxists have put us in that position. at Stirring Trouble on Twitter. Alexander Nekrasov has been our guest. Come back soon, and we look forward to speaking to you. Thank you. We'll be right back with Joel Gilbert. I'll be speaking to him as well. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, f*** you, f*** you, f*** you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Joel Gilbert's taking over here in just a few minutes, and I know he's always got guests and a big show lined up for you when he hosts on Fridays in the War Room, comes up at 3 o'clock, though, in Schroyer, Roger Stone, and others. But I wanted, because I know Joel Gilbert looks into Russia and communism and the rest of it, and I think China's the big threat. There's no real evidence of Russian meddling on behalf of Trump. There was evidence of it going on for Hillary, which we talked about ad nauseum. But then I had people on, like Alexander Nekrasov, earlier, he formerly worked for the Kremlin as a journalist. And I see the Russia becoming Christian. I see it standing up against radical Islam. I see, you know, Trump attracted to the idea of business with Russia. Russia controls so much of the land space and borders with other nations that the only alliance against the criminal EU and the Chi-Coms would be an alliance with Russia. But I know it's the traditional enemy. We've been taught to hate Russia, and that's because the globalists and others, you know, helped, the proto-globalists and others, leftists worldwide, helped prop up the Soviet Union. And I understand they still got their communists and all their issues over there. I just see Soros against Russia, then I see Soros against America. You know, I see some of the Rockefeller Foundation doing the same thing. And it really is the Chinese, the Russians, the U.S., and you have the EU in the middle of it that's so incredibly authoritarian. And it just gives me a headache to think about the fact that the EU is the one opening up the borders to North Africa and all these Islamic areas and the Middle East, and then passing laws. You can't criticize it. So I see that alliance of the socialists, the globalists, radical Islam, and I don't see Russia part of that alliance. But I know that Joel Gilbert, I mean, I was teasing earlier. I said, well, don't worry, we've got a former Kremlin guy on because we've got a Russophobe coming up to balance it out. And I don't mean that as a mean thing. I mean that as a, you know, serious thing, because I'm definitely phobic authoritarianism. I see Google moving into the former headquarters in Eastern Germany, in East Berlin, of the Stasi, not just companies like Facebook, hiring. That's hiring former high-level Stasi to oppress people. So who needs Russia when you've got the globalists and the EU and the Democratic Party? So what would you say the different power blocks are, Joel Gilbert, a filmmaker, a writer, in your view?
Look, I think that, first of all, Trump has to worry about this power block of the American left socialists that are going to be pushing their agenda and trying to manipulate his ability to make deals in the foreign arena. Trump only lost, several seats, or the Republicans won several seats only by 1%, of course, and lost in Arizona by less than 1%. So he's got to worry about this literally internal force that's trying to undermine his presidency. These guys who are doing this used to like Russia a lot. Bernie Sanders used to honeymoon there. Russia was their friend. And they wanted an alliance with Russia when they were hardcore Marxist communists. Now that they've turned Christian and capitalist, they don't like them very much. And they're trying to malign them and put them in the same poor light as they are with Donald Trump. So I think things are going to have to shake out over the next couple months. Let's see how this Brexit thing shakes out, if they can get rid of Theresa May. And let's see what Trump is going to do now that he's got the midterms behind him. I think by January, February, a lot of these questions will be answered.
Well, Joe, sure. I just thought it was interesting. I had one guest on from one angle. I'm going to get your angle on that. I understand that, you know, the big issue is the ongoing election theft by the Democrats. What's going on with the deep state and Mueller? All that obviously is front and center. I agree with you. But right. Ideologically, to me, I don't see when we have the EU and the Chi-Coms and others openly allied with the left, with Hollywood, openly meddling, we need to go on the offense. Trump needs to go on the offense about that and say to Americans, do you understand UN-funded caravans, Chi-Com funding of all this? Side with America, idiots. And I understand with the left, they say America was never great. They hate nationalism. They're making a dirty word. I guess just for me, to wrap my mind around the fact that we aren't voting 90% for Republicans who are patriots, when the other side is openly allergic to America, it just seems like a no-brainer. And that just shows how far we've slid, that we have the real realization, Joel, that most Democrats now really have drunk the Kool-Aid and really hate the country and really hate capitalism and really just don't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
Yeah, they are. With Obama, it was stealth socialism. He ran as a moderate. He said, I'm going to cut the deficit in half. I'll obey the Constitution. Marriage is between man and a woman and God. It was hidden. As soon as he took power, of course, he threw everyone under the bus and pursued this radical agenda. Now the Democrats are openly selling an alternate reality. This is what socialism and communism is. This is what Nazism was. Where Venezuela, where you say the government is going to take control of everything, your property, your businesses, and everything's going to work out great for you. Just give us the power. And this alternate reality always fails miserably. But people are buying into it, just like they did with Obama. They just clap and cheer, even though they have no idea what he's talking about. Stacey Abrams, Gillum in Florida. Open radicals lost by less than 1%. That's just 1 month of organizing and signing up people for registering illegals.
Hey, Beto O'Rourke, he only lost by like 2 points. Obviously, it was massive fraud, but folks, we can look at France and make fun of them, or California and make fun of them, or New York or Chicago. Texas has almost brought in somebody that says he hates capitalism and he hates America.
Well, I've got, coming on later on the show, I'm going to interview a gentleman who wrote an article called Is Trump the Last Republican President? Because if they flip Florida and Texas, it's going to be very difficult for a Republican president to win. And we know that the Democrats, once they take power, will use the tools of state to keep power permanently.
Exactly.
And we'll turn, just like Canada, Sweden, France, Britain, Germany,
Venezuela,
to this permanent socialist state where they break down nationalism for this globalist socialist agenda. And we lived it for 8 years under Obama with a stagnant economy, food stamps, illegals, illegal activity by the government.
And he was trying to wreck it the whole time. But exactly. Right. I just can't believe people aren't supporting Trump more. I believe the Republicans really won the midterms. But letting them censor and letting them election meddle and letting them steal in many areas, that's why we lost. So we got to take the gloves off. Joel, you're coming back on the other side to take over the next 45 minutes. Please, listeners, please do not forget that without you supporting us, we're not here. And that means sharing the articles, sharing the videos. That means telling friends and family about local radio stations, local TV stations. You are the way we're able to stand up. They don't want us on air during this attempted globalist takeover. But look, nationalists are getting elected everywhere. We could turn this around very, very quickly, but it's critical. InfoWars continue on. I know you know all about the globalists, your neighbors, your friends, your family, your coworkers, your church members. Your I don't care if you're a non-radical Muslim that wants to live in America. Great. Tell your imam. Whatever. The point is, get involved. Spread the word. This is do or die. People can see how clear this is. And financially, we make it so easy to support us. We've got huge sales going right now that are unprecedented. 67% off on high-quality floral silver. The Alexa Pure Breeze Pro, their biggest unit. They've got to sell them all out by the end of the year. They don't want to pay taxes. They ordered too many. Leading competitors are $350. They're normally $240. They're the best system. $127, that is like $30 above cost. You cannot beat that deal on the high-quality Alexa Pure Pro auto filtration system, exclusively available at that price at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. So whether it's InfoWars hoodies or whether it's Brainforce Plus, the Amazing Nootropic, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, Joel Gilbert, filmmaker, author, researcher, is going to come back with the inside take on what needs to happen to keep America free and not under global control.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And now, your host, Joel Gilbert.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, guest hosting this hour, coming from the People's Republic of California, or what's left of it that hasn't burned down. Thank you to all the people who contacted me on Twitter and by email. 2 a.m., I'm here in Thousand Oaks, California. I get a text to evacuate. Go ahead and put up those couple of photos. You can see that was the view from my my driveway. You can see what's coming over the mountains on fire. So that was a little bit intimidating. I did stick it out. I simply watched the mountain burn and stood by until the fire went south down to Malibu. So I was happy that the wrath of God spared conservative filmmaker and sought out other targets, unfortunately, over in Malibu. That was very tragic. We're still recovering. But I want to thank everybody who contacted me. A lot to cover today. First of all, I want to comment on the Mueller probe. It is expanding and not ending. If you can put up that link, it seems to me the endless investigation of everything is taking place. They're going to find a few indictments here and there for financial or procedural matters and keep it going. And the goal is to run out the clock to prevent the investigation of Spygate. Hillary and the Democrats colluded with the Russians and the CIA, FBI, DOJ, British intelligence to undermine Donald Trump. 2, 3, 4 years down the road, it's going to be old news. You know, no one wants going to want to bother. That's the same thing that happened with the IRS interference. The Democrats used the IRS to interfere in the 2012 election to prevent Republicans from organizing by decimating the Tea Party groups. No one remembers or even talks about it. So I think that's what the Mueller investigation is attempting to achieve, is keep the damn thing going, run out the clock, and all the Spygate guys go free. All right, midterm elections. Did the Republicans win or lose? The most shocking and alarming thing to me is that several Democrats running as open radicals lost by less than 1%. Andrew Gillum in Florida, put his picture up there, and of course, there he is, nice guy, looks like a nice guy, friendly guy. Beto O'Rourke in Texas, Stacey Abrams. Even one of them won, which was Code Pink's Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona. So this is a shocking result, I think, for Republicans. And we're going to have coming on the air in a few minutes a writer named Brian Jundeff from Denver. He's a physician, and he wrote on American Thinker, "Will Trump be the last American president?" And there is definitely a new battlefield. The Democrats are controlling the emotions of women and minorities with baseless accusations, promises of government services, and higher taxes. Now, you'd think that a promise of higher taxes would not work, but with half the people not paying taxes, raising taxes means you get more services. Now, they don't tell you that that means you're going to lose your job. And that's the essence of the Democrat Party of radical socialism, is they sell an alternate reality. With this alternate reality, most Western countries have flipped permanently into the socialist and globalist world, not nationalist. That includes our allies, of course, Canada, Great Britain, France, Germany, Sweden. You have 50% taxes, as much as 75%, huge amount of immigration from third world countries, no rights to self-defense through gun ownership, free speech is almost eliminated in Sweden. It's almost a totalitarian country. Terrible government health care. This is the future that the Democrats and the radicals want to bring America into, this future of these other Western countries that were unable to resist it. Trump is calling for nationalism, a re-energizing of our national goals of our Constitution. But the forces of the media, the money people, George Soros, and globalism have achieved only a 1%, less than 1% difference in these elections. The alternate reality of socialism, of course, is the idea that the government, you give the government all your property, give it your right to self-defense, give up your guns, and the government will control all the businesses, will break up all these businesses, and it'll be run by the government. And people have largely gone along with this without realizing how bad it is. I like to give the example of the Israeli left in Israel. The leftists sold an alternate reality. Several years ago, 20 years ago, the Israeli left said, hey, let's bring these terrorists in to Israel. We'll give them land. We'll give them weapons. We'll give them a right to bear arms. And they brought the PLO into Israel. They set up a country for them. And the result was 30 years of war, thousands of Israelis dead in the streets because the left sold an alternate reality. Let's take a quick look at this video of Bernie Sanders and Obama selling the alternate reality, and we'll have our guest after the break. Let's take a look.
And here is a New Year's resolution that I will keep if elected president, and that is, if Wall Street does not end its greed, we will end it for them.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Not only will big banks not be too big to fail, but big-time bankers will not be too big to jail.
Okay, so this is the alternate reality of Marxism and socialism. Bernie Sanders wants to break up the banks, break up the pharmaceutical companies. The state bureaucrats take charge of health care, of all these American businesses. And we saw the result under Obama, a little part of it, economic stagnation, no growth, food stamps for 40 million people. The mob that you see on the streets chasing down Republicans did not come from nowhere. The mob was in control for 8 years of Obama. They were the FBI. They were controlling the Environmental Protection Agency. They were abusing the IRS. They were abusing the FISA courts. So we've been talking about this for 8 years almost now. The Republican establishment is finally waking up. Lindsey Graham suddenly became a conservative. Kevin McCarthy, even Marco Rubio, Mitch McConnell. But they're coming around about 8 years too late. We've been talking about this for such a long time that these are radicals, and we have to fight them. Mitt Romney, someone brought him my movie, Dreams for My Real Father, when he was running against Obama, and said, you got to call out this guy and explain that his father was a Russian spy. And Obama is a total fraud. And Mitt Romney said, oh, people don't want to talk about that. They just want to hear about the economy. Well, the voters in Florida and Texas and Arizona didn't care about the tremendous success with the economy. They cared about electing radical socialists along with voter fraud. I think America is in grave danger. And they will not fool around if they get power again. They will make sure there is no fair election. After the break coming up, doctor who wrote the article for American Thinker called Is Donald Trump the Last American President? We're going to talk about why this may be a reality after the break.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Joel Gilbert. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert with you, guest hosting this hour from the People's Republic of California. Please call in. We'll be taking calls this next couple segments, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We are discussing the dangers of the slim margin of less than 1% that radical socialists openly received in the election. Stacey Abrams in Georgia Andrew Gillum almost got elected in Florida. Of course, Beto O'Rourke in Texas almost took that seat, while Kyrsten Sinema won in Arizona on an open radical platform. My guest, Brian Jundeff, is a doctor based in Denver. He's a writer for the American Thinker. He wrote a piece called "Will Trump Be the Last Republican President?" Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Joel. Good to be with you.
Great to have you. So in this article, you wrote about will Trump be the last Republican president, and you broke it down into three parts. You called it demeanor, demographics, and deception. Let's take these one by one. Let's start with demeanor. How is this affecting the ability of a Republican to win in the future, whether it's Trump, of course, 2020, even if he wins, 2024, how does demeanor affect the ability of a Republican to win?
Well, by demeanor, I don't mean it in a derogatory way. It's a positive demeanor. It's the fact that Trump really was the only of 17 very competent, qualified primary candidates, any of whom could have served as president. Whether we like their politics or not, most or all had very good experience. Trump's the only one that won. Trump was the only one that could fight back against the media onslaught, against all the forces on the left that were arrayed against him. And none of the others would have made it. I think Trump is the only one that could have beaten Hillary Clinton in that election and could have survived. Imagine if Jeb Bush was president. He'd be going along with the establishment. We wouldn't have a quarter of the things we have now. Republican presidents wither under that type of pressure, but Trump has the demeanor to fight back. And if he's criticized, he will punch back harder than he's hit. He's a fighter. He's a street fighter from Queens. And unless we have somebody with that demeanor, they're not going to survive. The political environment is very toxic. 95% of media coverage for Trump is negative. It wouldn't be much better with any other Republican. Might be 80% negative if it was Kasich or Bush or Rubio. But Trump can fight back. He would stand that.
Yeah, look, you talked about, but even the ability to become president
sure.
is going to require a junkyard dog like Trump. And the old rhino type of Republican candidates, even Ted Cruz, who I know very well, he kind of wanted to go establishment. He said, I will not go there. I will not engage in this type of talk. That's what he did in Texas. He did not want to mix it up with O'Rourke. And
no, you're right.
Because Trump is kind of a one-off personality, can the Republicans produce someone who can fight even to win the presidency?
That's a good question. I don't see anybody out there with his personality and demeanor that's willing to fight like that. Look at McCain, look at Romney, look what happened to them. They were media darlings until the day they got the nomination, and then the media turned on them, and they didn't have an answer. They withered under the pressure, and they lost. Obama was eminently beatable by a good candidate. I think Trump would have beaten him. But they didn't fight back. And I don't see an heir apparent in the Republican Party that has that skill or that fire in the belly to do that.
Okay,
so
let's talk about
the
next one.
Part
is,
of it.
Yeah, okay, next one is demographics. Go ahead and tell us what you wrote about as regards Texas, Florida. I can tell you that people in California, the California dream is to move to Texas to get away from the high taxes and the illegal immigrants, you know, driving around without insurance, all the issues. And I know a lot of New Yorkers who are quite liberal move to Florida. How is that, and what other things are possibly going to flip those states to Democrat states in a future presidential election?
Well, they leave those states, but they bring their liberal values with them. So they may not like living in a liberal state or a liberal city, but they still have their values with them, and they bring them into the voting booth. So you're having more Democrat voters populating Texas and Florida. And if you look at the 2016 election, Trump won by 77 electoral votes. 67 electoral votes are Texas and Florida. So imagine that those two states are flipped blue. then all they need is one more state. You can pick off Michigan, Ohio, one of the Midwestern states, and it's lights out for Republicans. And this is not a one-off thing. This is not transient. As these people populate these states, they're staying there. Are they going to change from liberal to conservative? Not very likely. So demographics are shifting. Illegal immigration. You have illegal immigrants populating a lot of the southern states. A lot of them are voting, whether they shouldn't be or not, but they are. And they're more than likely going to vote Democrat. And then you look in Florida that just allowed a million felons to now vote. Imagine if even 5% of the felons vote. That's 50,000 votes. The governor and senator race in Florida were decided by a few tens of thousands of votes. So 5% of the felons vote for the Democrat. That's it. Scott and DeSantis wouldn't have won. So you're seeing demographic shifts like that are going to turn these red states blue.
Right. Let's mention Georgia, also very conservative state, and by less than 1% or 1%, an open radical socialist is still trying to take the governorship. And I would also argue it's not just lights out for the Republican Party. It's lights out for America. It's lights out for the U.S. Constitution. Obama showed that the Democrats would use the tools of state, IRS, FBI, DOJ, CIA, to suppress and interfere with the will of the people. The next Democrat president will most certainly not allow a fair election and use every tool in their power to keep a permanent hold on power. So I would argue that's the danger is for the Constitution. They will eliminate amendment after amendment, appoint radical judges, as Obama did. We got a taste of it. Last one is deception. How is the third one going to affect the ability of a Republican to win in the future? Deception.
Well, deception is the cheating that we're seeing. You're seeing in California and Arizona and Florida votes that really don't make sense. When the Republican governor wins in Arizona by 300,000 votes and that doesn't carry down to the Senate race, sure, you can make an argument about the candidate McSally not being a strong conservative and being never Trump and all of that. But still, these traditionally red states all of a sudden have an overwhelming number of blue votes, a lot of them being found at the last minute. So the Democrats are trying to literally steal elections. You're seeing that in Florida. It's the provisional ballots. It's not counting voting irregularities, et cetera. And what they can't win outright, they will steal. And again, all it takes is a couple of states where you have these irregularities. And I don't see much pushback. Where are the Republicans? The Republican Party is, for the most part, silent on all of this. If this was the other way around, and this was 2008, and votes were being stolen from Obama, that's all that we'd hear about. The Democrats would be outraged.
We've got to jump to a break. 1 second. Call in 877-789-2539. We're going to take a break and come back for a few minutes with the author of Will Trump Be the Last Republican President? We'll be right back after the break.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Rick Hossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Joel Gilbert.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert, final segment coming to you from the People's Republic of California. We are speaking with Dr. Brian Jundeff, a writer for The American Thinker. Will Trump be the last Republican president based on these states flipping? Traditional Republican states, Arizona, Florida, Texas, have shown that 49.95% of the electorate are voting for radical socialists. Let's go to our call. Let's take Derek in North Carolina. Question for our guest.
I'm calling, yeah, just to comment on this exact situation here. And are these states really flipping? I don't think that they are, and I don't think that any of us who have been really watching the situation know or think that they are. And there's all this evidence of election tampering, of fraud, and that's just what we're seeing on the surface, what they're blatantly doing. And so my thinking is along these lines. I'm interested to know your thoughts on this. When President Trump one, there were allegations, are allegations still to this day of Russian meddling, and we've got the probe, and it's ongoing, and it's relentless, and it's ridiculous, and it's all bupkis, right? But what about meddling in the election by U.S. citizens? Is that not then technically treason? And that might sound crazy or over the top, or maybe not. I think it's perfectly reasonable to think that because it...
All right. Thanks for the call. Dr. Jindeff, we know that there's massive voter fraud by Democrats. We have the alignment of NBC News, the entire media complex. Don't think they didn't coordinate the release of the Access Hollywood tape. Was coordinated. You've got enemies foreign and domestic, as it says in the Constitution. Can the Republicans overcome this just massive effort on every level by the leftist media, the Democrat Party, their globalist allies, local fraudulent election officials? How can, like the caller said, that most people probably don't agree with all this nonsense, but somehow they're able to achieve electoral victory through all these different methods? Is there a path for Republicans to have another Republican president? And what is it?
Well, there is a path, but we haven't seen it in the past 2 years. Yes, the 2016 election, the deep state, the Obama FBI and DOJ tampered in the election. They tried to prevent Trump from getting elected and disrupt his transition. And since then, it's been the Russian collusion narrative and trying to undermine his presidency, have him impeached, nag him to the point where he resigns, anything to stop him. And there's been very little pushback. I hear about all these sealed indictments. I haven't seen any yet. I haven't seen any of the deep state players arrested, charged with anything. The FISA documents have still not been released. So I'm not particularly confident, at least today,
I'm not optimistic either.
If fraud and they get away with it, who's stopping them?
Right. Look, I'll agree that I don't know why. I guess the theory was Trump was waiting till after the midterms to really clean up the clean house. Maybe he's just feels somehow neutralized by all these different actors and players coming after him. Now with the house flipped, there'll be no more investigations of the deep state. Let's go to Tammy in California from the People's Republic. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Joel. It's Tammy. I just have to say, first and foremost, for those liberals that are looking to go to Texas, Texas doesn't want you. Okay, so my question is this. We have been the number one state for fraud for many, many years. Why is it that Californians don't get off their lazy bums and, you know, do something about all the fraud? And then in connection with that, the sealed indictments. I haven't seen anything with the sealed indictments either. There's like thousands.
Okay,
Tanya,
what kind of fraud do you know about or have you experienced here in California other than what we read about?
Well, I know for a fact there's a lot more Republicans in the inland parts of the state of California because I live there, and it's difficult for me to fathom that there's more Democrats in this state than there is Republicans. And so I've looked at the maps and the way that everything's broken down, and there's a lot less blue on the map in California than there is red. So obviously, you know, Gavin Newsom, I'm sorry, but I really don't think he should have won. I think it was all frauded out. I think a lot of stuff is frauded out because I don't know if you've noticed, but Californians always seem to vote to have their taxes raised. Really? Are we that stupid? I don't understand that. Why? And that's one of the most frustrating things for me in the state is that.
Okay, good. That's a good point. Thanks for the call. Look, Dr. Jindeff, I see it everywhere I go. I don't think I've met very many people here in California, and I do have friends across the board, and they don't want higher taxes. They don't want marijuana legalized. They don't want illegals coming in and taking over the jobs and reducing wages. When I was in Chicago filming There's No Place Like Utopia, all the people I met in the inner city, black people, they were almost like conservatives. They were saying, look, we don't want legalization of marijuana. We don't want illegals coming in our community. We want more police. Yet somehow the Democrats are controlling the emotions of people through their gender and identity politics to earn victories, or combined with fraud, that are seemingly giving them more and more power to the point, as you say, where we may not get another Republican president. Do you have a formula that you would recommend for the Republicans that they need to act now to make sure the Democrats don't continue their march to power that we know they'll never give up next time?
The formula was 2 years ago. We gave Republicans control of the White House and both houses of Congress. And since then, we've had very little. Yes, we've had two good Supreme Court justices, tax cuts. The wall is not built. Obamacare is not repealed. Republicans in Congress have really dropped the ball on these issues. And it's not surprising that they lost the House. And you are correct that once Democrats get control of the White House and Congress, that's it. They will change the rules and they will never lose power again. 2016 was a fluke. They all expected Hillary to win. She didn't. They were caught off guard. That won't happen again. And unless we have a strong candidate that can follow in Trump's footsteps, you'll have a Democrat president. You'll have at least one house, if not both houses of Congress in Democrat hands, and that's it. I don't think Republicans will ever get power again, certainly not with a conservative candidate. They may get a John McCain type, but that's it.
Yeah, we saw with Obama, let me interrupt, we saw with Obama that once he took power, he just ruled by executive order. He didn't care about the Congress. And the media would not challenge these executive orders, and the courts were in his favor, so nothing would typically happen with these executive orders. So you can imagine the next Democrat president simply saying, well, we have to protect the voting, we have to protect people from racism, so we're going to change all these rules and kick it down the road. Let's take another caller for, Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson in Virginia, that's another swing state. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Joel. Hey, Doctor. I think we have to recognize that all the rules are going out the window, and if the Democrats are going to change the rules as soon as they get in power, we might as well do it ourselves. And there should be a different metric for qualifying for voting, at least in national elections. There shouldn't be an attempt at anonymity when you vote. You should have a picture taken when you're voting, and a picture ID should be necessary. And if you're on public assistance, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. You're a ward of the state until you get off of public assistance.
Okay, that one's a little tough to do, but thanks for the call. Dr. Jundef, can you comment on, we got about a minute left, the Democrats preventing voter ID laws, trying to keep people on the rolls, that's been going on for years and years. Why aren't the Republicans trying to change that, or are they so fearful of being charged with racism for forcing people to come with an ID?
That's a really good question. Why haven't they? They had both houses of Congress and the White House for the past 2 years. Trump ran on building a wall and repealing Obamacare. Neither happened. Trump can't do either of those alone. He's dependent on Congress. And unfortunately, he's fighting a battle not only against the Democrats, but against a lot of establishment Republicans. And unless they're gone and they're going to sign on with the Trump agenda, he's an army of one.
Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time here on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for tuning in.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.